Betsy Riley, the executive editor of Atlanta Magazine. Always a delight to welcome you back. And I see the Center for Puppetry Arts is at the top of your list.
Yes. This is the week for the Experimental Puppet Theater. And the center's been doing this every year for 30 years. And it is a collection of short pieces. They've actually put together 12 teams, and each has produced one of these works. They are films, they're installations, they're puppet shows, all different types of media. This year's collection includes The Ghost News, which is a news program for and about ghosts. Floating, which is a black light piece about astronauts and aliens. And then my personal favorite is Waiting for Godot. And Godot is spelled capital G-A-D-O-T, which is a parody about truckers stuck on the side of the highway waiting for the Georgia Department of Transportation.
Very clever.
But these little pieces are very entertaining. They're for ages 18 and up. And the performances are Thursday to Saturday at 8 o'clock and then Sunday at 5.
From what we've heard about the exhibition on view at the Atlanta Botanical Garden, extraordinary does not begin to capture it.
Yes, there's a new exhibit called Imaginary Worlds. The International Mosaic Culture of Montreal has installed 19 giant plant sculptures, and these things are 25 feet tall. And this is the first time they've been in the United States. They've been in Canada and China and Japan. And they are these giant mythical creatures. They have a pair of cobras, a unicorn, an ogre. And they are frames stuffed with plants. So Mary Pat Matheson, the garden's president, she says they're kind of like a giant chia pet.
25-foot tall,
yes.
Chia.
They will be at the garden through October. And, of course, you can see them with the price of admission, which is $18.95 for adults and $12.95 for children.
Children's Voices among your recommendations.
Yes, the Spivey Hall Children's Choir will be performing their spring concerts this weekend. Friday at 7, the Children's Choir and the Young Artists Choir will be performing. And the young artists are ages 10 to 13. And then Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3, the Children's Choir will be performing with the Tour Choir, which is their sort of more select traveling choir. The Children's Choir is doing a lot of international pieces, a Zulu dowry song, some Dominican folk songs, a Finnish lullaby, and then the Tour Choir has a lot of classics. They're going to be doing a Johnny Mercer medley, some Harris Wheeler pieces, Nothing Could Be Finer, or Just the Way You Look Tonight, and of course, Georgia on My Mind. But those programs are at Spivey Hall, and tickets are $20 for adults and $10 for kids to each of the shows.